318-602.
318, go ahead.
Hey, man. How are you doing today?
Man, it's just AGI. That's a good thing. Got it well covered up, so it won't freeze tonight. Pretty good. How about you?
Not too bad, but I'm hearing something about Walmart being evacuated. And I don't see any reason why, other than people speculating about maybe a leak or something. I don't know.
I just got home, so I don't know about that. I'll have to turn on my other radio and take a listen. A lot of sirens, though.
Gentlemen. Was there a station jumping in there? I just keyed, and I think I doubled with somebody.
Oh, yeah, Jeff 842. There was a reported gas leak inside. They said it smelled like propane, so that's what's going on over there. WRAG 842.
Oh, I appreciate the info, Ed. Hope everybody's okay. Wonder if it was one of the bottles of camping propane or something like that, camp fuel.
Yeah, I don't know. Back to you.
Well, Jason, I think that got us on the right track.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Got my generator already. I'm waiting for this 30-year storm to get through here. I'll be happy to see it.
Yeah, I'm loving storms. In fact, I've got to pull out my gas chainsaw, but got to get the electric one charged as well.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I think I'll get my gas one out and get it ready because it cuts a lot better.
Yeah, ironically, I put all my effort into getting leaf blowers working, and I totally didn't think about the two gas chainsaws that I have.
Yeah, hopefully they don't have the same issue. Chainsaw's pretty, I don't know, if it's an older chainsaw, it don't have all the emission junk in it, so probably be fine.
Yeah, these are both older steel, and I don't think they have any emissions on them.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. I got a little MS-261 Pro Saw that's never seems to give me any trouble, likes to start right up, so I'll go get her out and get her ready. Got the 4Runner out, could put some straps in it,